A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Here it is specifically referring to the nation of Israel, to the Jews who had rejected their Savior. They didn't want this Messiah. They crucified him. Of course there were those who were converted and who had the veil lifted from them. And now Paul is writing to the Corinthians explaining the connection with the veil, with those who are not able to see and they have a veil over them and they cannot understand the things of God, which is a condition reflected not just with them but with every single human being who has not seen the Lord or who will not see the Lord. And notice here it says, whenever it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. It referring to Israel. But as with many commentators, they say that this is universally applicable as well. It's personally applicable to you. That whenever you shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Usually we say it's the other way around. If the Lord lifts the veil from your eyes and you can see, then you can turn to the Lord. If he enables you by making you to see, then you can say, all right, I understand now, I'm going to follow the Lord. But here the intimation is that you need to turn to the Lord with whatever light you have, whatever spark of light, with the little understanding that you have. You need to turn to the Lord, and then the veil shall be taken away. So while it is true, we need light to see light, and we need him to incline our hearts towards him. But here it says, whenever it or you, whenever a person turns to the Lord, that veil of not seeing God, not understanding his ways, where it's like a separation between you and God, whenever you turn to him, this veil is removed. Maybe even as a Christian, you've got cataracts over your eyes, so to say, through the many years, and although your eyes are still open, but you don't see him, well, you can go to the doctor. In this case, the great physician. You can turn to the Lord. And once you turn to him, he can do that operation. He is the one who can remove the veil so that you can see him properly and then see his glory.